From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting accusations from Russia. Russian Defense Ministry officials on Wednesday presented what they said was proof of Turkish involvement in illegal oil trade with the Islamic State. They accused top Turkish officials, including President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and members of his family, of complicity in the sales. However, at a news conference, Deputy Defense Minister Anatoly Antonov presented no actual evidence that Mr. Erdogan or any member of his family has been involved in trading IS oil. In Brussels Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the Iraqi government was briefed in advance of Defense Secretary Ash Carter's announcement that teams of U.S. Special Operators would be in Iraq in a matter of weeks. But Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says Iraq does not need foreign combat troops on the ground. He said special operations must be done with the government's approval and in coordination with Iraqi forces. Kerry expressed strong support for Mr. Abadi and said Wednesday the U.S. plans are being carried out with the Iraqi government's full consent. France's interior minister says police have shut down three mosques and have arrested 232 people under emergency laws passed following last month's Paris terrorist attacks. Bernard Cazeneuve said this is the first time the French government has taken such action against places of worship suspected of nurturing Islamist radicalization. U.S. Senator Ben Cardin is calling for the redoubling of international efforts to support a political solution for Burundi. The senator says the United States and its international partners should provide incentives for a political solution to the nation's political crisis. This is VOA News. British lawmakers Wednesday debated Prime Minister David Cameron's request for permission to take part in airstrikes against the Islamic State in Syria. Mr. Cameron appeared in Parliament to make his case, saying the airstrikes would be part of a wider strategy to overcome the militant movement. The head of the opposition Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, is opposed to the move. NATO has formally invited Montenegro to join the alliance, its first expansion since 2009. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg made the announcement Wednesday during a meeting of NATO foreign ministers, calling it an historic achievement for the nation that was once part of Yugoslavia. Speaking to reporters following the meeting in Brussels, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the move.
Today we took another step towards the full integration of Europe and towards the common defense by inviting Montenegro into the alliance and solidifying its place in the Euro-Atlantic community.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel says Afghans coming to Germany in pursuit of better economic circumstances will be sent back to Afghanistan. Speaking to reporters at a joint news conference with visiting Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in Berlin, Ms. Merkel said Germany would meet its humanitarian obligations for Afghans who are in acute danger. Participants in the United Nations Climate Change Summit outside Paris are exploring the impact of natural disasters on the world's most vulnerable people. Wednesday's sessions focus on oceans and other water resources. The UN warns that failure to improve water resources management jeopardizes progress on poverty reduction and achievement of sustainable development goals. New test results show that waterways where athletes will compete in next year's Rio de Janeiro Olympics are more widely contaminated than previously known. The tests indicate a possible threat to the health of athletes competing in the Games. A study of Rio's waterways commissioned by the Associated Press shows high levels of virus contamination and, in some cases, bacterial counts both on shorelines. Cameroon says its troops have killed 100 Boko Haram militants and freed 900 captives that were held by the Nigeria-based militant group. The defense ministry says soldiers killed the militants and rescued the hostages during an operation last week along the Cameroon-Nigeria border. There has been no independent confirmation of the claim. Meanwhile, officials suspect Boko Haram was behind two suicide attacks that killed at least four people in far northern Cameroon late Tuesday. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.